Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm a journalist with words.
I'll go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. And
I'm mad at both.
Take it away, Guru.
So I'm in the car driving to get my ears fixed yesterday. And I'm listening to my guys and my mentor, Dan Dibley. Okay. And you taught me the word bit when it comes to radio. We have bits.
Yep.
Some good ones, some bad ones, some that stick around, some that fail. But the way you guys just talked about me and this getting bullied into gambling, but the way you got to hear it.
Oh.
So I got to hear it, the little that I could hear yesterday. And Dibs, you come in, and I tell you this all the time, you kiss his ass. That's how you start. You kiss Steiny's ass. You butter him up. You talk about how long you guys known each other. And then you put him on this pedestal like he was Suge Knight on just jigging me on these bets. And I want to tell the station and the listeners, now we got to produce a list of the bets that you guys think I get suckered in, because I got a good one with him in L.A. That came up.
Yep,
but Dibs, the way you were saying, I've known you – you've never were like that, as if he were robbing. I'm the dog of the show, but the way you just put it hurt me.
Okay, and that's fair.
It cut
and,
this.
I mean, it cut. Brian Adams cuts like a knife. A couple things here, actually more than a couple. One, when you were out Monday, who in the room reached out to you?
You did. You always reach. I didn't
what
say
happened
that.
Monday?
And no, Friday.
And,
no, Friday.
And, yeah. Okay, I mean,
and Will.
Who else?
But it's not a contest.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Again.
Yes, because you call us out every time when we don't.
Well, see, now you don't mean it. You just do it so you don't get called out.
No,
but
no.
Go ahead.
I'll start with that. And the second thing is, everybody in this room has to be spoken to in a different way. And if I come down Steiny's road all the time. And
we had a show together.
I'm thinking about a show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And even when we had our show, 51 weeks of Steiny, Guru, and Dibs.
Yes, sir.
And I was probably a little too aggressive. We all were remote. And I was rebuked repeatedly in show meetings with the boss. And so
I remember him.
I've understood that, you know, when you approach Steiny, it's easier to attract more bees with honey than it is with dung. For example, the third piece is he owns you on these bets.
Oh.
He lures you in like a fly fisherman in a river that runs through.
My job is to make the bet for the betterment of the show. I know it's kind of uphill.
But make better bets. You better.
How many wins on the road a couple years ago? And then Willard, for you to say, does he pay? You just say, does he pay? Yeah, I pay.
I don't know that you two all go out together
when you're supposed to go out together.
Yeah.
No matter who loses the
bet.
Well,
once a week we were together.
I understand that, but that's not paying off bets.
Right.
But we do.
Do you?
And we owe you guys one. And I'll be there.
And by the way, if you want to feel better about something, we didn't question that. We even talked about it, just the two of us.
Yep.
We know you'll be there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't know if he's going to be there.
Yeah. He'll be out left
he the yeah. yeah, he might drop yeah. 50 bucks.
I'm going to be there.
50?
I know you'll be
imagine.
There.
I'm going to get soup and salad and a cocktail. $50 might only get us to the entree
this is gonna be,
portion.
We're going to find out a lot about these two guys.
Yeah. We're going to find out a lot about you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and for the people who don't know, we had about 3 months ago, will the Chiefs make the playoffs? And Mark and I were no, and Steiny and Goo were yes.
Hell yes.
Now it looks with pointing and laughing at us.
Right, and especially the they were doing the Macarena. They were mocking us about 6 weeks ago. And come to find out, the Chiefs are...
I didn't even want
to
make the bet. Guru talked me into it.
Bunch of bull. We talked about it off air.
Whatever happened, happened. And the bet was dinner and drinks at wherever.
We're going. Drinks were Original Joe's. Let's go.
No. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on.
What? No, I'm not going to skim.
Joe's special.
But I'm not going to Original Joe's.
Why?
Go to the ship. That's fair. It's moderate.
Oh.
These guys, no.
It's a home game.
Okay, well, let's go to...
have some prime rib.
No. No.
Oh, look at him.
What's that little place right around the corner from the ship? Back down toward the water.
The bad place?
No, the other direction. Yeah.
No.
That's a no. Kakari's great.
Yeah, I know
Kakari.
It is.
Is it good?
Kakari is the jam.
His eyes got I got to check
either
it out.
A current Michelin star or a former star. It's Greek food and it is.
Wow.
You know what?
And they know that.
They
know the station too.
You know what?
They know the station.
They do know the station.
Yep.
We know a lot of people that work at Kakari.
You walk in there with your chest out.
Man, that's where it gets down at, huh?
Let's go to Kakari. Let's go to Kakari. We won't kill you.
Let me go in first to see if I can plant some seeds.
We'll see how this week's
games go. I do want to go there. I hear it's unbelievable.
See how this week's games go, because we still got a chance.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No, it's not over
yet. But who do we got this week?
They're playing the Chargers. And this...
But that's okay.
But the coffin's closed.
No doubt. But at least the Chargers won against the Eagles.
Before we switch the subject.
Short week for the Chargers, and it's in Kansas City.
I'll say this at my presser. Right. I wouldn't take that bet back. The Chiefs mastered undefeated in one-score games last year. And for whatever reason, this year in the games that we're talking about, even Dallas, something's changed and they just can't. They could have beat Houston.
Right.
It was there. Kareem Hunt drops a ball right in his face mask. You would have ran it in on that Vonna Deef. They just have the black cat, and I think it has a lot to do with Taylor Swift's husband.
Oh.
I think he's done. He's at the Al Horford stage.
He's old.
But it happened fast.
I remember this is such a great sports lesson for everyone. So he lost the Super Bowl. And there were retirement rumors already.
Okay, they got blown out.
And whenever somebody does this, well, I'm not going out like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, you are. You're probably going out worse. Like, what a weird thought to lose the Super Bowl and think, why can't leave now? We got to come back next year so that we'll definitely win the Super Bowl? Like, do you know what the chances of that are? So...
But they were a modern-day, quote-unquote, dynasty, so I can understand that.
But, they had just been given the business in that game. And to your point, they had every break. Every break went their way.
I don't take the bet back,
and that's the only reason Dibs and I bet that.
Man.
Like, maybe we've gotten some breaks this year, but there was no way the Chiefs were going to get that, like what they did last year, not sustainable.
Well, and think about the opener where they're going to lose to Baltimore, and Isaiah Lively, he catches the ball, and he's got nine toes in and one toe out. You lose,
that feels
Chiefs
like a
win.
Man.
And one thing that I learned from a former co-host of mine, and I'll just name him quickly because he didn't teach me much, Joe Fortenbaugh. There's a certain amount of regression to the mean in two things. One-score games and turnover margin. So when the ball bounces your way, and Chicago this year has been banane, in the turnover margin.
It's incredible.
Don't expect them to be a plus 17 next year. These things have a way of working themselves out.
I got you.
So Kansas City, I believe, won 17 straight one-score games, and you got to this year, and talent-wise, they're not as good, and so those things are going to even themselves out.
The last thing about the Chiefs, they were on fire in that game. They're at their own 40, and the Chiefs' defense was on fire. You could just see they're taking over this game. It's tied 10-10.
You're talking about Sunday night.
Help me out.
Andy.
And Andy was desperate, but it was about the whole season, and he went for it. And I said the football gods were like, boy, you should have punted.
Terrible decision.
Just terrible.
Just a terrible decision in a case where
– just broke the defensive side.
First time he's ever done that in his career.
Like the Texans couldn't move the ball. And so as they're lining up to go for it, I go,
they're playing.
The Texans' only chance of scoring is you doing this. You are potentially giving them the ball already in field goal range. And then they did it. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, that loss was on Andy Reid.
No doubt.
I don't
Travis
know if you
Kelce.
Remember the Palladium in downtown San Francisco.
I used to live there. Come on now.
The desperation that Andy showed was the same level of desperation I showed at the Palladium in the early 90s.
Wow, man.
Like,
that was uncharacteristic for him, man, to me.
Not for me.
I mean, I took
a lot of L's in the Palladium. Yeah. But, I mean, that was the level of thirst and desperation that Andy showed. And I mentioned this briefly before, but he had never gone for it in his own end in a tie game on fourth down his whole career.
Why would you?
Put the ball.
Right.
But so he was letting the outside stuff get to him.
If you're down without time. Yeah. Like it hasn't even happened once.
It, Will.
Where they were down, like, no, they had to go for it.
No, but the stat was in a tie game.
Yeah.
It was tied.
Like, he's never done that before in his career. And why
defense was playing?
What's the scenario where you go for it in your own territory of a tie game?
Like, how long would you say this kind of new model has been going on?
I don't like
at least
three
four,
or five.
Four,
yeah,
yeah, four,
yeah.
Five.
Seven,
yeah.
And the Andy Lytics in the moment.
That's a four.
Thank you. Were that if they went for it, they had a 51% chance of winning the game. So, 51.
That's not enough.
Yeah,
remember, it wasn't fourth and one. It was fourth and four.
Yeah.
They needed half the sticks.
I just was like, whoa.
That's that stat I'm kind of curious about is if you go for it on fourth down, but it's not in field goal range. So in other words, they get it, let's say.
Yeah.
Well, what happens then?
Now you need two more first downs.
What happens then? Yeah. I mean, congratulations, you got it. You're still not in field goal range, and you better not turn it over. So I wonder about that, too. Like, when you go for it on fourth, it's one thing when you're out of field goal range, but if you're in field goal range, then you have to get a touchdown.
It's like Sirianni Monday night. You had a field goal win you the game. Why are you throwing the ball?
Mm-hmm. What was the exact situation of that?
No, but the field goal only would have tied.
Yep, okay, got you.
Yeah, and there's only 3 minutes left.
They were down three.
Some of the Eagles are down three.
I feel like there's been a million of those this year. And they've moved
the ball really well. Goddard had just gotten a long catch. You're in easy field goal range.
But a field goal only ties it.
I got
you.
And in fact, if you kick a field goal there, you're almost guaranteeing that a tie is the best you're going to do. Because there's 3 minutes left in the game and you're giving the ball back to the Chargers.
Yeah. We're talking about kissing butt. I'm going with
you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk
Studios. But I'm going to kiss yours, Will, because I brought it up on the show. You and Dibs were talking yesterday, and from a fan standpoint, you were Michelangelo when you described how drunk, I think that's the word you used,
I did.
With where the Niners can finish. But you still understand and respect after the Titan game how difficult it's going to be those three games. I keep telling him, like, those aren't going to be easy games. Chicago, Detroit, and the Seattle game that I believe is going to be flexed.
Brock Purdy's 3-0 since returning, but let's be real. They were three bad teams, and in one of the games, he looked bad.
That's something like Stoddy was saying.
Yeah, like, I don't think the Niners are swaggering around. And by the way, they're going to beat another bad team this week. I'm not worried about them making the playoffs, but Lucas was asking us yesterday, we were talking about playoff expectations, and I hate a non-answer, but I was like, I can't tell you what my playoff expectations are until I know what seed they are. Mm. Are you playing home games as the one or the two? Or are you on your way to Lambeau week one? Wouldn't that change everybody's expectation? You always have hope.
Well, it's not sure. They'll have a better road one way or the other to theoretically win the Super Bowl, depending on their seed. But I do think this year now, and I was thinking about this too, the expectations. It's like, how can there be any at this point?
They've exceeded them.
No. It's just, no. They're going to make the playoffs.
That's exceeded,
ideally.
Yeah.
But then anything can happen, it feels like, right now, just because of the way it's set up.
Yeah, but as far as expectations, Dibs, after the injuries, they've exceeded them just by qualifying. And I mean that for me.
But that can go away with 131-10 loss
totally
in the first round of the playoffs if you're the one or two seed.
By the way, I can still see, I don't want to look at it, but I can see a scenario where, like, now we're all sitting here talking like, so they're going to the playoffs for sure. Okay, let's say Detroit beats the Rams this weekend. And then the following week, the Niners lose at Indy on Monday night, whether it's Rivers or anybody else.
I love that story, but yeah.
What if they lose that game? And so now you're 10-5.
Go ahead, Will.
And you're staring at the Bears and the Seahawks. These are two quality teams, and the Lions could be clipping right at, like,
it's real.
It's not guaranteed yet. They've got to win.
And I appreciate
that.
They
have to win this weekend and at least one more, and I certainly think they will.
11's going to get you. You got to get to 11.
Yes, I think so, to feel good.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Depending on what happens this weekend with, you know, Chicago and Detroit.
Big games.
You know, those are games that are big for them. I don't worry about Carolina or Tampa. One of them will win the South. The other one will be out. And so it really comes down to Seattle and Chicago and, I guess, to a lesser extent, Green Bay, if Chicago jumps over Green Bay at that spot. But, yeah, 11, I think you are absolutely a lock. And it starts this weekend. You're 12.5-point favorites at home. Off a bye against Tennessee. So what I've been saying is, if you lose this game, well, then I
heard you yesterday.
Forget it all.
Sure.
But at the same time, if they do get the one seed, and there's a path to them getting the one, so if you get the one, my expectations, they change, because then you get another bye, and you're home against the worst of the winning teams in the wild card round. So Mark's right about expectations. For me, right now, it's, I expect you to be in the playoffs.
And yeah.
If you're the seven seed, it's different than if you're the one.
What would we set the odds real quick, the odds at for them to get the one seed right now, if we're being honest?
Odds? Like a percentage
the plus
play?
Or, yeah, the minus or the plus 500?
Probably. It's a little higher than that.
Okay. Well, I was going to say 10%. Okay. Can you do the math?
I would say that would be 10 to 1.
Yeah, I would say lower than 10%.
Lower. Yeah, it's better than that. And
you got to win yours, and then they got to lose two.
Right. Well, the Rams just need to lose one.
They need to lose one, but I actually would like to speak up on that because I was mistaken yesterday. I thought the Rams only needed to lose any one, and that conference record would favor the Niners.
Okay.
Turns out, I was wrong on this, and I want to appreciate a couple listeners pointed this out to me, that common opponents comes before conference record.
Wow.
So it goes head-to-head, then division record. So let's say the Rams lose to the Lions but then win out. And the Niners win out, Rams would have the tiebreaker because common opponents comes third,
Incredible. Then
conference record. So that's where the losses to Houston and Jacksonville would bite the Niners. But if the Rams' one loss is to Seattle, then the Niners would have the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
so that's the bigger one, and that game comes a week from tomorrow night.
And that's what I played out, and I had it, the Rams lose to Detroit and Seattle, and they wind up 12-5, and you know, Seattle beats the Rams, and they beat Indy, they beat Carolina, but then you get that last game, and you're talking about a flex, and it may be, and then the Niners would win that game, and they'd win the tiebreaker, and they'd be the one seed.
Has any team, I should know this, but I could hear Stani saying, ended the season with three primetime games? Or do you feel like, ooh, we could find that, Grandy could find that in 2 seconds, it just happened 3 years ago?
Because
if they play Monday, Sunday, and then that
if they
Sunday,
get the Sunday
three
nighter,
prime timers to end it, damn. I mean,
it tells you something, tells you obviously that they're in a crazy race, and it tells you also that they're a big brand.
The Niners, Steiny, are plus 900 to be the one seed, so the implied odds would be 11%.
Oh, so I was, okay, close.
Yeah, damn close, yeah. The Rams are minus 110, which would be 55%, and the Seahawks are plus 220, which would be...
What about the leader of the Packers division?
That's the Packers.
Yep, they're plus 650.
And they're half game behind the Niners right now?
No. They're half game ahead based on the tie that they have.
Half game behind the Rams and Seahawks.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Right, and but half game ahead of the Niners.
Their schedule's bananas also, though, the rest of the way.
Like, it feels like this could be futile because there are a lot of games that the top seven, or top eight, I should say, kind of playing against. Everybody's got at least a game or two against the top eight.
This is going to be such a great month. I mean, Green Bay's next 2 weeks are
it's on.
At Denver, at Chicago.
I feel like the Rams have started.
The Rams play the Lions and the Seahawks in the next 8 days.
Yep.
And then the Niners obviously get kind of, you know, I mean, we keep saying it like this and it's rude, but they get kind of a pass at least for another week and a half. Maybe we'll see what's happening with the Colts. But
Tampa Bay's playing a playoff game tomorrow night against the Falcons. Right. You would think they handle business, but boy, you lose that.
And then the Niners are going to get theirs on back-to-back weeks with the Bears and Seahawks both coming to town.
Man. I'm with Dibs about Carolina and who's the other? Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Like the second best team is no factor.
Yeah.
That whichever team wins that division, and we've been doing this the last few years, right, is likely to be a home dog week one of the playoffs
against the top wild
card
team,
as they host. So
and those two teams actually play each other twice down the stretch.
Do you guys like it that way, Tampa or should you do the NBA just like the NBA does it, just straight through?
I think that if you have a better record, then you should go ahead and get the home game. But the NFL has been steadfast about divisions. And if you think about it in the NFL, it's a little bit more fair that way because, like, the South will play six of their 17 against each other. And in the NBA, the association, you've got games where you almost all play the same schedule. I know that the Pacific Division teams will play each other four times instead of three. Man. And now with the NBA Cup, maybe it's five times. It's a little bit more balanced, but in the NFL, I do think that they cherish the whole idea about you win your division, and that matters.
All right, I got one for you before we get out of here.
Jeff Kent.
No, not Jeff Kent.
Yeah.
No, it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute or two response.
It better take 4 minutes,
Generations
actually.
Healthcare.
Who gave you that?
Dan Daly.
Dr. Darby Clayson would be the correct answer.
He was in on it.
I know. Thank you.
Anyway,
that's a four.
Here's the. I just brought. So he was bringing up the Thunder. What are they? 23-1.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And I said, if you're a Warrior fan, don't you absolutely want them to win 74 games, and then get beat in the playoffs?
Hell no.
Why not?
I want to be in the record books, and I know how to differentiate the we were up 3-1, leave that there. Dibs, we had the best regular season ever. I don't want that to go away.
And
we were up 3-1. If you read the tea leaf, they gave him a stimulus package.
Yeah, it reminds me of my late father, Dwayne Dibley, rest in peace, who I think it was 1957. He was a student at College of Marin, and he won a contest. It was not a beauty contest. It was the ugliest student contest. And he won, I think, about, might have been $25.
He couldn't have that today.
And so he got the win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And he got the win, but you won a contest as the ugliest student, and that to me is like the 73-win Warriors. Yeah, you had the best regular season ever, but then you lost in the playoffs, Dwayne.
But we're not talking playoffs, Will. We're talking about that. We had the best regular season win total ever. That I can cherish that. Would you? I wouldn't want that going by the wayside.
I think I lean in your direction on that. I get it. I get what both of you are saying. You're saying, hey, that's still an achievement.
And if we have the conversation, Steiny, let's stop it. Regular season. Forget what happened.
Right, but then Steiny's saying that that kind of takes some of the stink off of what happened next if someone else does it too. I think I lean in your direction, which is over time.
73.
It's still a cool achievement.
England Patriots, 16-0. What'd that get you?
You got beat then.
Seattle Mariners.
Let me say.
Was it 122,
I think.
Oh, my Lanta.
But here's the
thing. What'd that get you?
But actually, I'll say something, and you just proved it. Because what will people say when you don't win the title? They'll go, no one's going to remember your regular season, and then you just remember all of them.
That's
so you do remember. You do.
Right.
You do remember a great regular season.
I'm remembering it on Mount Chokemore with Jean Vandeveld as the fourth member of the Mount.
Giants win 107 and lose in the first round.
Oh, my.
Worth anything to you?
Not really.
See, I mean, that was a fun year.
Cody Bellinger.
It was a fun year.
The 73-9 year, if you can separate it, that regular season was freaking believable.
Unreal.
It was a joke, is what it was. They were unbelievable.
Luke Walton had touches.
I was going to say.
They blew teams out. They got behind and won. They won so many games that year in exciting fashion. It reminded me of when the Giants were in their run and something happened every night. Ishikawa hits a home run.
Vince
pitches a no-hitter. Jonathan Sanchez pitches a no-hitter. Cody Ross has a bit. It's like just kept coming, and that was the year I remember with the regular season of the Warriors.
I mean, it brought you Durant.
That's the other thing.
Oh, brought you Durant.
People were sad for about 9 days.
Dibs and Willard, I did weekend shows, and people were saying it was worth losing the championship because we got Durant.
Well,
and I hated every. Worth losing the chip. Never.
But you got two more.
But I didn't like how we got them.
Well, that's fine.
And I was robbed of watching that team, that 173, come back and extract revenge. That's the warrior part of the book, chapter
they
we'll
had
never get.
As many losses in the postseason as they did in the regular season. Go.
And don't forget, it was Draymond who acknowledged they weren't good enough because he picked up the phone and begged Kevin Durant. To come to the Warriors to help out this flailing.
But you know that's a myth. Rumor
dynasty
has it Harrison Barnes saw the courtship and Bogut of one Kevin Durant during the regular season, and that's what turned up. We need help. It was happening during the season.
I'll never forget Bogut because that's how I found out something was up on the Durant thing. About a half hour before the Durant news broke, I was still living in L.A., but a listener down there DM'd on Twitter and goes, what is this? And it was Bogut's account, and he had switched everything from the Warriors to Team Australia.
Oh.
He goes, what's going on here?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that does look fishy.
Fourth of July.
Half hour later, bang, Kevin Durant's a Warrior.
Yes, sir. And then we became the flagship. We were the flagship, weren't we?
I don't think we yet.
I'm mad. I don't know.
We would become.
Damn. Actually, you know what? yes, because that year that they didn't win it, they were on the other station. And the Warriors weren't thrilled about that because they got preempted by.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Great call.
Tuesday against the D-backs or something.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
Out of bed.
That's right.
You know where you didn't hear that baseball game?
Where did you not hear it?
95-7.
Been looking for that for 5 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.